Esta es la lección 19 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Usted oirá que la mujer dice
The U.S.
que es una forma corta para referirse a Estados Unidos.
Listen.
Manuel, your niece is coming soon, isn't she?
Yes, she's arriving on Saturday.
I don't remember. Why is she coming to the U.S.?
She wants to visit some colleges. She'd like to study English here.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she wants to travel, too. From here, she'll go to Boston, and then maybe to Canada, to Montreal.
Listen again.
Manuel, your niece is coming soon, isn't she?
Yes, she's arriving on Saturday.
I don't remember. Why is she coming to the U.S.?
She wants to visit some colleges. She'd like to study English here.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she wants to travel, too. From here, she'll go to Boston, and then maybe to Canada, to Montreal.
¿Qué diría usted si interrumpe a alguien que está trabajando?
Sorry to bother you.
Si estuviera en un restaurante, ¿cómo diría usted, aquí está nuestra mesera?
Here's our waitress. Waitress.
You're speaking with an acquaintance. How does she say?
He aquí una foto de mi sobrina.
Here's a picture of my niece. My niece. A picture of my niece. Here's a picture of my niece.
Se acaba de graduar de la universidad.
She just graduated from college. Graduated. Just graduated. She just graduated from college.
Ask,
¿qué estudió?
What did she study? What did she study?
She answers,
inglés. Ella estudió inglés.
English. She studied English. She studied English.
Ella y su mejor amiga.
She and her best friend. Her best friend.
Vienen a Nueva York.
Are coming to New York.
Do you remember how to say?
El número de teléfono del doctor.
The doctor's phone number. Doctors. Doctors.
Ahora, de la misma manera, trate de decir, la mejor amiga de mi sobrina.
My niece's best friend. My niece's best friend.
Es de Canadá, de Montreal.
Is from Canada, from Montreal.
Acaba de comprar un coche nuevo.
Listen and repeat.
She just bought a new car. Just bought. She just bought a new car.
Say,
la mejor amiga de mi sobrina.
My niece's best friend. My niece's best friend.
Acaba de comprar un coche nuevo.
Just bought a new car. My niece's best friend just bought a new car.
Try to say,
estarán en mi casa.
They'll be at my place. They'll. They will. They'll be. They'll be at my place.
Este fin de semana.
This weekend.
¿Puede venir a cenar el sábado?
Can you come for dinner on Saturday? For dinner. Can you come for dinner?
Mi sobrina y su mejor amiga estarán allí.
My niece and her best friend will be there.
Estarán allí este fin de semana.
They'll be there this weekend.
Say,
gracias, pero no estaré aquí el sábado.
Thanks, but I won't be here on Saturday.
Este fin de semana estaré en Montreal.
This weekend I'll be in Montreal. I'll be in Montreal.
Un amigo me ha invitado.
A friend has invited me.
A ir a Montreal con él.
To go to Montreal with him.
Otro día, una colega se detiene en su oficina. Ella dice, siento molestarlo.
Sorry to bother you.
Do you remember how to say?
Pase.
Come in. Come in, please.
Now you want to say,
siéntese.
Listen and repeat.
Sit down. 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 Sit down.
Ya oyó
down
antes en la expresión
slow down.
Literalmente quiere decir abajo. Diga otra vez, siéntese.
Sit down. Please sit down.
Pase y siéntese.
Come in and sit down.
Ella lo hace y luego dice, mi esposo y yo quisiéramos invitarlo.
My husband and I would like to invite you.
A cenar el sábado, literalmente, a cena.
To dinner on Saturday. We'd like to invite you to dinner.
¿Puede venir?
Can you come? Can you come for dinner?
Say.
Gracias. Me gustaría venir.
Thanks. I'd like to come. I'd like to.
Pero no estaré aquí este fin de semana.
But I won't be here this weekend.
Estaré en Boston.
I'll be in Boston.
Mi sobrina me ha invitado a visitarla.
My niece has invited me to visit her.
Se acaba de graduar de la universidad.
She just graduated from college.
She asks,
oh, ¿de veras? ¿Qué estudió?
Oh, really? What did she study?
Answer.
Estudió español.
She studied Spanish.
An acquaintance has invited you to her place. You just arrived. How does she ask you to come in?
Come in. Come in, please.
She says,
Por favor, siéntese.
Please sit down. Come in and sit down, please.
Now she says,
Justamente, hablábamos de México.
Listen.
We were just talking about Mexico. We were just talking about Mexico.
Primero, hablábamos.
Listen and repeat.
We were talking. 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 Were. We were. We were talking.
Talking
es similar a
speaking,
pero es más informal e implica una conversación menos estructurada. Diga otra vez. Hablábamos.
We were talking.
Fíjese en el uso de la forma
ing
otra vez. Aquí, ella la usa con
were
para demostrar que esa cosa sucedía en el pasado. Diga otra vez que hablaban.
We were talking.
Ahora, justamente hablábamos.
Listen and repeat.
We were just talking. Just. Just talking. We were just talking.
Say,
Justamente hablábamos.
We were just talking.
Say that you were just talking about Mexico.
We were just talking about Mexico. About Mexico. We were just talking about Mexico.
Continúe usando
talking about
como formas de hablar de, a menos que se le indique algo diferente. Ahora, ¿cómo le pide que, por favor, se siente?
Please sit down. Sit down, please.
Justamente hablábamos de México.
We were just talking about Mexico.
Pregunte con sorpresa. ¿Hablaban de México?
You were talking about Mexico?
She says,
Sí, por favor, siéntese.
Yes, please sit down.
Usted se sienta. Intente preguntar, ¿por qué hablaban de México?
Why were you talking about Mexico? Why were you talking about Mexico?
She answers,
Porque mi hermano va allí pronto.
Because my brother is going there soon.
Ask for how long.
For how long? How long is he going for?
2 semanas.
2 weeks. For 2 weeks.
Mi hermano y su familia van allí.
My brother and his family are going there.
por 2 semanas.
For 2 weeks.
Mi hermano tiene un nuevo cliente en Puebla.
My brother has a new client in Puebla.
Mi hermano va a ver a su cliente.
My brother is going to see his client.
Y su esposa quiere ver la Ciudad de México.
And his wife wants to see Mexico City.
Ahora, ella quiere preguntar si 2 semanas son suficientes para ver Puebla y la Ciudad de México.
Listen.
Is 2 weeks enough time to see Puebla and Mexico City? Is 2 weeks enough time to see Puebla and Mexico City?
Escuche y repita la primera parte, que quiere decir, ¿son 2 semanas suficientes?
Is 2 weeks enough time? Enough time. Enough time. Is 2 weeks? Is 2 weeks enough time?
Literalmente, ¿es 2 semanas suficiente tiempo? Pregunte otra vez si 2 semanas son suficientes.
Is 2 weeks enough time?
Now try to ask.
¿Son 2 semanas suficientes para ver?
Is 2 weeks enough time to see? To see. Enough time to see. Is 2 weeks enough time to see?
Ask.
¿Son 2 semanas suficientes para ver Puebla y la Ciudad de México?
Is 2 weeks enough time to see Puebla and Mexico City? Enough time to see. Enough time to see Puebla and Mexico City. Is 2 weeks enough? Is 2 weeks enough time to see Puebla and Mexico City?
Try to answer.
Sí, 2 semanas son suficientes.
Yes, 2 weeks is enough time. Enough time. 2 weeks is enough time.
Para ver Puebla y la Ciudad de México.
To see Puebla and Mexico City.
Puebla no es tan grande como la Ciudad de México.
Puebla isn't as big as Mexico City. Puebla isn't as big as Mexico City.
Say that 2 weeks is enough time to see both cities.
Two weeks is enough time to see both cities. Both cities. 2 weeks is enough time to see both cities.
Now she says,
Pero mi sobrina.
But my niece.
A mi sobrina le gustaría ir a Cancún.
My niece would like to go to Cancún.
Here's how to say,
Mi sobrino.
Listen and repeat.
My nephew. Nephew. Few. Nef. Nephew. My nephew.
Say,
Mi sobrino.
My nephew.
Mi sobrino quiere ir a Acapulco.
My nephew wants to go to Acapulco.
¿Son dos semanas suficientes?
Is 2 weeks enough time?
¿Para ver Cancún y Acapulco también?
To see Cancún and Acapulco too?
Hablábamos de México.
We were talking about Mexico.
Porque mi hermano y su esposa.
Because my brother and his wife.
Van allí pronto.
Are going there soon.
Mi sobrina y mi sobrino.
My niece and my nephew.
Van con ellos.
Are going with them.
Estarán allí.
They'll be there. They'll be there.
Por dos semanas.
For 2 weeks. They'll be there for 2 weeks.
¿Tienen suficiente tiempo?
Do they have enough time?
Try to ask.
¿Tienen suficiente tiempo para ver cuatro ciudades?
Do they have enough time to see 4 cities? Cities. Do they have enough time to see 4 cities?
Usted quiere empezar con, en mi opinión.
Listen and repeat.
In my opinion. Opinion. Pin-yin. O. Opinion. My opinion. In my opinion.
Say.
En mi opinión.
In my opinion.
Primero de venir a Puebla.
First, they should go to Puebla
para ver al cliente de su hermano.
To see your brother's client. Your brother's client.
Luego, deben ir a la Ciudad de México.
Then they should go to Mexico City.
Después de eso, si tienen tiempo.
After that, if they have time.
Deben ir a Cancún.
They should go to Cancún.
Pero 2 semanas no son suficientes.
But 2 weeks isn't enough time. 2 weeks isn't enough time.
para ver Acapulco también.
To see Acapulco, too.
Acapulco es una bella ciudad.
Acapulco is a nice city.
Pero en mi opinión,
but in my opinion,
no es tan interesante como Cancún.
It's not as interesting as Cancún. It isn't as interesting as Cancún.
Otro día, usted ve a unos amigos en un café. Usted se llama Manuel. ¿Cómo lo saluda una amiga informalmente por su nombre?
Hi, Manuel. Hi, Manuel.
¿Por qué no se sienta?
Why don't you sit down?
Say.
De acuerdo. Gracias.
Okay, thanks.
She says,
justamente, hablábamos de México.
We were just talking about Mexico.
Mi hermana y mi sobrino.
My sister and my nephew.
Van allí pronto.
Are going there soon.
Mi hermana tiene un nuevo cliente en Veracruz.
Veracruz.
My sister has a new client in Veracruz. Veracruz.
Y mi sobrino acaba de graduarse de la universidad.
And my nephew just graduated from college.
Try to ask.
En su opinión.
In your opinion. In your opinion.
¿A dónde deben ir? A se omite.
Where should they go?
En su opinión, ¿a dónde deben ir?
In your opinion, where should they go? Where should they go in Mexico?
Ask how much time they have.
How much time do they have?
Como 10 días.
About 10 days.
Say.
Entonces, en mi opinión.
Then, in my opinion.
Después de Veracruz, deben ir a Cozumel.
Cozumel.
After Veracruz, they should go to Cozumel.
A la mayoría de la gente le gusta mucho Cozumel.
Most people like Cozumel very much. Most people like Cozumel very much.
Luego de venir a la Ciudad de México.
Then they should go to Mexico City.
Now you want to order. Ask which one is your waitress.
Use nuestra.
Which one is our waitress?
Este es el final de la lección 19. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, Empiece en la pista número 2.